well up there, and then I went to BU, and I got my master's in English and American Literature, and now I live in New York. I'm calling you from New York City right now, and I am a writer. I work predominantly in journalism, but I also write creative fiction. That's pretty much me. But I'm a New Englander at heart.
How old are you, Christian?
So that's me.
How old are you?
I'm 25 years old.
Look at this. Domilo Petimilia.
Yeah.
You know, three generations right there. Three generations. All right. So what's your fascination with Lord Byron?
So, you know, I'm kind of, you know, you can't see it right now, but I'm kind of like wagging my finger at my dad for not telling me about this. So I have been fascinated for a while as a literary enthusiast and a writer by the concept of the Byronic hero, which is a concept that I wrote a little bit about when I was in school. And I apologize to any listeners if I sound like, you know, the arrogant intellectual or I sound like, you know, Dr. Fraser Crane. But bear with me. I get very nerdy about this stuff. So the Byronic hero is this sort of romantic hero that is sort of archetypical of the very dark and brooding and moody individual. He becomes very prevalent in the late 19th century, in the late 1800s, but in the Victorian novel. So if anyone knows Wuthering Heights, I mean Heathcliff, Earnshaw in Wuthering Heights is sort of your peak Byronic hero. As my dad can tell you, I am obsessed with the Phantom of the Opera. Mm-hmm. So, and the Phantom of the Opera is also an example of the Byronic hero, the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. And some would argue that arguably the most famous in terms of commercial success Byronic hero of all time is James Bond. And so what I find really interesting is that, you know, Lord Byron didn't really put his stamp on, you know, this is my character. It was something that sort of devolved later. But how it relates to the Greek War of Independence was the sort of original Byronic heroes were these sort of morally complicated men like Lord Byron who sort of fought for idealistic and passionate causes. And people believed, especially in England, as Lord Byron's life was romanticized, that it was his life in Greece and fighting for independence that sort of created this passionate yet flawed man. And that's sort of where it ties into our discussion today about the Greek War of Independence. And, you know, last comment really is, you know, Lord Byron had that limp that was a problem with a deformed foot. Another characteristic of the Byronic hero is sort of the deformity. The phantom has his face disfigured. Heathcliff is, you know, not conventionally attractive. And the Beast and Beauty and the Beast is cursed into this monstrous beast. And it's all about, you know, these young, passionate, idealistic men sort of falling victim to their own idealism. And obviously in some versions there's the happy ending, in some versions there's a not so happy ending. So that was sort of my literary addition to your program today.
Christian, that's just over the top. That was really
good. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you know what? I'm listening to you, and I'm going to draw an analogy, Randy. If you recall when we went out to lunch a few years ago, in a sense, my dad was kind of looking at you, and, you know, he didn't know you. It was the first time he met you. And he's like, you know, this is the product of my good friend. And now I'm listening to your son, and I don't know him, and I'm like, this is the product. This is what we all are. This is our children. We were talking about this. You can see that, you know, your hard-earned money went to such a great cause. You know, Christian, your passion is incredible. I'm really impressed. And I'm not going to let you off easy, though, Christian.
Okay.
I want you to explain to our listening audience what being a Greek American means and the importance it has played in your life from, you know, the hard work ethic to the philosopher side. Your father and I were having a discussion that Greeks are either hard workers or philosophers. I have a feeling that you kind of are a little bit of both. But what's it mean to you? Bring it on, brother.
Wow. Bringing out the big guns here. This really is, now I'm on like the, you know, Oprah Winfrey show. you know, I think the, it's kind of hard for me to not talk about myself and not bring up the fact that I'm Greek. It's kind of funny. It's right there in my last name. I mean, Papadelis, it's right there. But, you know, it's so important to me because it's really a part of my identity. It's just, I'm proud of where, my family came from. I think Greece is such a beautiful country. I think it has such a rich history of mythology, and which I always, that's sort of the thing that made me proud to be Greek when I was a little kid. I know it might be contentious in the Greek community, but I loved the Disney movie Hercules. I still do. Like, that was sort of like, oh my gosh, this is me. I mean, if you ever wanted to meet the real life Disney Hercules, just come and meet me in person. But like, you know, so there was that, but it's the work ethic of, you know, my grandfather survived so much, and I think a lot of Greek people, there's that work ethic, there's that drive to sort of have gumption, and I think that right now in the world we live in, that is so important to have that gumption and to have that pick yourself up by your bootstraps type mentality. And it's very easy, you know, to sort of throw yourself down on the floor and be like, I mean, we're Greeks, right? We're passionate. We throw ourselves down on the floor and go, why? And then it's easy to do that. But then, okay, you let yourself do that for 5 minutes and then you just keep moving forward. And that's sort of why I love being Greek. There's that instilled in me. And there's something, you know, I'm proud of it. I'm slowly learning. Shout out to my cousin Nikos' wife, Evie, for teaching me Greek.
Yep.
And learning the language. Shout out to her.
We got a book for you. We got a book for you.
We do.
We got something.
Oh, great.
We got a book for you.
I got a book of English words derived from Greek language.
And it's about 750 pages, and it could have been about 17,000 pages. It's incredible. Yeah.
Kind of the line, Christian, from My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Give me a word.
Give me any word.
Has my dad told you that he did that to my mom on their very
No, we don't need to get into that.
No, we're not going to get into that. We're going to get into that.
But what the other, before we have to wrap up, the one thing you need to know about Christian, another one of his passions besides British literature is Olympic weightlifting, which I know has a lot of room. Olympic weightlifting.
Olympic weightlifting. Christian, we're going to have to hook you up with Piros Dimas. He's a very good friend of ours. He is the champion of champions, and he's been in our studios, and the next time he comes.
He's very familiar with Christian follows him.
I could set up a phone call with you for that at some point, so you just get back to me. Christian, listen, thank you very much. That was just absolutely terrific. And the final question, Christian, you're 25 years old. Where do you aspire to be in, let's say, 5-10 years? What is the ultimate job or future for Christian Papadelis in a perfect world?
Oh, boy. Putting it out there. let's see. I'm speaking it into existence. In 5-10 years, I'd love to have my first novel published. I'd love to have, and also the, another part is that the novel I just finished and am working on right now is, you know, features a Greek hero as not like a the main character is Greek, and it's set in Boston, and it's to pitch it to people to get them excited. I pitch it to people as the movie Dodgeball meets Beauty and the Beast. It's a sports comedy about mental health, and it features a Greek main character. So I'd love to have a novel published, and that's kind of it. I just, I'd either love to be somewhere in the Northeast, either in New York or back in Massachusetts somewhere, and writing, writing is a huge passion of mine, writing, lifting, and just being happy.
Amen.
Living the dream.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Randy, you must be so proud.
Yeah, you know he's a good kid.
Yeah. Christian, thank you. Listen, Christian, I can't wait to see you face to face. I got an
internship.
I got an internship waiting for you here, my friend. Just waiting for
great.
You. Christian Papadelis. Have a great day, Christian. Stay safe, my friend. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yasu. Bye-bye.
Yasu.